Richard Ford is one of our country's most acclaimed contemporary authors. He's lived and worked in a variety of regions, and his fiction has been set in locales ranging from Montana to Mississippi and New Jersey. Ford's new novel is Wildlife. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In his wonderful 1986 novel, The Sports Writer, Richard Ford gently damned academics as anti-mystery types. He says that real mystery, the very reason to read, and certainly to write any book, is to academics a thing to dismantle, distill, and mine out into rubble. I'm afraid that Ford is basically right, and that his judgment applies to book critics as well. Believe me, if I had 3 hours instead of 3 minutes, I'd just read you chunks of Wildlife to let its mysterious blend of humor, regret, and wonder speak for itself. Ford's writing gives professional literature dissectors a hard time anyway. His novels and short stories never sound like much when you talk about them. The Sports Writer was about, well, a sports writer going through a midlife crisis. His 1987 short story collection, Rock Springs, chronicled the lives of people who had chased the American dream out west, only to wind up stranded in cheap motels. And now Wildlife tells us about a few shaky days in the life of Joe Brinson, whose parents separate when he's 16 years old. No, Ford's work isn't compelling because of exotic plots or characters, but because of its moody silences and spare, on-target phrasing. It's as though Ford's writing has been shaped by the same forces that carved out the Western landscapes of his most recent fiction. Wildlife is a coming-of-age novel set in 1960 in Great Falls, Montana. Joe Brinson has moved there with his parents, a lower-middle-class couple who hoped to make money during the oil boom. Joe tells us that his father liked Great Falls. He thought it was wide open and undiscovered, and no one had time to hold you back, and that it was a good time to live there. He was a man, more than most, who liked to be happy. And it must have seemed as though he had finally come to his right place. But the boom goes bust shortly after the family settles in town. Joe's father loses his job as a golf pro and his easy optimism. Trying to shake off depression, he volunteers to fight the forest fires that are raging in the nearby mountains. After Joe's father disappears into the inferno, Joe and his mother are left in kind of an emotional limbo, and she falls in love with another man. Narrating the story years later, an adult Joe describes his confusion. I wondered if my parents had had troubles that I didn't know about, or if they had always had their heads turned slightly away from each other, and I hadn't noticed. Everything and everybody in Joe's world has begun to run wild, just like the forest fire. When his father returns and tells him about seeing a burning bear scrambling to escape by climbing a burning tree, you know that's how Joe feels, trapped by forces out of his control. Wildlife is a compassionate novel about the painful, extended helplessness of late adolescence. Ford probes the limits of love between husband and wife and parent and child. And somehow, he also manages to convey the mystery of those relationships intact.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Richard Ford's new novel, Wildlife.